Good evening. Thank you for taking the time this evening to listen to members of the KMS community. My name is Jennifer Sarinen. I am currently in my 14th year as a passionate, invested, and innovative educator at Kickamio Middle School. I'm a former BWEA local president and was recognized as Teacher of the Year for both Kickamio and the district this past year. For much of my career, I was a member of a two-year looping team teaching math and science. This year, I've moved into a new role, teaching a class entitled Inquiring Minds, meaning I'm now a specialist and I see two-thirds of the student body each year. Despite having a classroom culture of student voice and choice in place, I have had more incidents of blatant disrespect and non-compliance than I have had in any previous year. Unfortunately, for some students, witnessing their peers act in this manner has become just another day, just another Inquiring Minds class at KMS, rather than an isolated incident. In an effort to stay solution-focused to the concerns that are now well-known among our community and beyond, I have three suggestions. Number one, reduce class size. I see my students every other day for 45 minutes. With 26 students in most of my classes, it is not feasible to have a meaningful check-in with each one of them. A meaningful check-in would allow for me to better support my students in my class and also be able to guide them to another adult who is in our building when they might be in crisis. If there were fewer students in each class, I believe teachers would be able to better address not only the academic needs, but also the social-emotional needs of our students. Number two, add a support professional to each team. A support professional who has a background in adolescent psychology and childhood trauma. These professionals would be able to assist in the classroom as well as provide pull-out support to individuals in need, allowing for a more positive and calm classroom environment to be consistently maintained. Number three, one size does not fit all. We need to design and implement an alternative educational program that is flexible, providing academic support and therapeutic interventions for students with short-term attainable goals. The program would teach them appropriate skills and strategies for self-management, responsible decision-making through opportunities of guided self-reflection with a trained professional. Placement in this program would not necessarily be permanent, but we must recognize that students would need additional support when being reacclimated into our larger school community. Noting that each one of my suggestions will, in fact, require additional funding or reallocation of the funds we have, I implore each of you to take these considerations seriously rather than having to react in a moment of a preventable crisis that has impacted the safety and well-being of our students, staff, and KMS administrators.